This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now, the news for January 2nd, 2023. Walt Disney World has listened to the public scrutiny over the dirty state of the exterior of the It's a Small World boats at Magic Kingdom and Fantasyland, and given them a nice scrub. You may recall several days ago, we posted the very black state of the sides of the boats. They were stained top to bottom. I know there were some comments where people claimed that was damage from rubber bumpers. It clearly was not and has been addressed. The sides of the boats have clearly been wiped, as you see now. They've been scrubbed and washed, with most of the grime missing from the plastic sides, most of it at least. However, some black grime still exists inside the boat. We sat in a row where it was like the exterior, it was very black, yellow boat. Very clear scrub marks and what appear to be white residue from cleaning products are visible on the exterior of the boats. This is a great maintenance success story, and we haven't even brought back the report yet. So sincerely, whoever at Disney World made this happen, wherever the managers and cast and whoever was involved in this from top to bottom, sincerely, thank you. The purpose of this is not to shame anybody, really, or to make anyone feel bad. It's really just to maybe help point things out. I know, obviously, we're short-staffed, or cuts have been made, or things of that sort. And so, you know, obviously, we all love this place, and we want it to look as good as it can look. And this is such a great success story. I'm so happy. And again, sincerely, thank you. I hope this makes it to whoever was involved, but really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for making these look great. Disney has released its Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Grand Finale merchandise collection, which we found in the Emporium on Main Street, USA at the Magic Kingdom. You can also find a lot of it on shopdisney.com. There's a spirit jersey, lounge fly, plush, all sorts of stuff. You could check it all out at WDWNT.com. And again, a lot of it on Shop Disney as well, if it's not sold out already. As part of the Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary merchandise, the Vault Collection has been slowly working through items celebrating previous anniversaries, but now it has reached its final collection, which will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort, which took place in October of 96 through January of 1998. We found both items released so far at the Main Street Cinema and the Vault Shop. The 25th anniversary baseball cap is $29.99. The black ball cap has Sorcerer Mickey Mouse on the front, waving his wand over that 25th logo. It gives me all the feels, man. It's my first vivid one. I remember the 20th vaguely, but the 25th is really, I think that's the beginning of my fandom. I never forget getting that Since the World Began book, and that's when I started to read about the history. And so this is very nostalgic for me. I'm sure many of you at home as well. There's also a long sleeve shirt for $64.99. I'm very sad it's not a button down or button up, but nonetheless, it is very cool. It's a long sleeve shirt with dark blue cuffs and a matching collar. The print includes that Walt Disney World text logo from the time and the 25th anniversary logo with Sorcerer Mickey and Cinderella's carriage with the 25 emblem. Neither of the items feature the castle cake, sadly. There was a mug released last year. I hope there's more. I'm afraid there's, I know there's gotta be a pin. There's always been a pin. I hope there's more though. I mean, this is the collection I was most excited about, and if there's not more of this. And there's a broader scope of this art too, which has the genie and Simba. It's very emblematic of the time period of that anniversary, but it's still, my parents have kept my room in New York somewhat pristine as to how it was when I left. There's still a shelf in my room, in my bedroom, that since that first trip for the 25th we took has been all that 25th merchandise. It still sits there. I've never moved it. It will, someday it'll come here, but I never want to put it away in a box. It means so much to me. But let me know in the comments, is there a particular anniversary celebration, something from Disney World's past that triggers that nostalgia for you, something you have at home that you keep out? Whatever it is, I love to hear those stories. And I know we've teased we're going to do a series about that in the future, and we still are planning on it. But I'd love to hear those stories below and hopefully help give me some ideas for when we do kick that series into production very soon. There is some new 50th anniversary food. This will be the last wave of this 50th food at Magic Kingdom as well. At the Pinocchio Village Haas, they have a chorizo flatbread and malasada. The chorizo flatbread is $12.29. It's crumbled chorizo, red peppers, green olives, and cilantro lime sour cream. The malasada, tell me if I'm butchering that, please, $6.99. It's traditional malasada featuring flavors of Hawaii with a mango coconut sauce. The seventh and final Dwarf Cone featuring Sleepy has arrived at Storybook Treats in the Magic Kingdom. This cone is $6.29. The flavors are blue cotton candy and vanilla, and it's soft serve ice cream in an orange cone with a chocolate belt buckle and a chocolate face. Minnie Mouse Dome Cake can be found at Gaston's Tavern for $8.29. It's vanilla citrus mousse with strawberry glaze on top of a pistachio cake. Reviews of all of these can be found at WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. In December of 2021, it was announced that parking lot trams would return to all Walt Disney World theme parks in 2022. And at that time, the service had been absent for 19 months. That promise was quietly revoked last month from the Walt Disney World website. And on the last day of the year, we could not find trams at Epcot nor Hollywood Studios. In March of 2020, Walt Disney World closed for an unprecedented extended shutdown due to COVID-19. When the parks reopened in the summer, parking lot trams were one of the many things eliminated. It was said at the time for the sake of physical distancing. And while planned Disney panels advised concerned guests to arrive early to secure a close parking spot, cast members were sometimes even seen offering to drive guests in a golf cart up to the front of the park. However, even as Disney claimed the continued absence was for the health and safety of guests, distancing requirements were removed from attractions in the parks in June of 2021, and the trams remained gone. Of course, entertainment returned, buffets, and Disney shed the COVID-era safety precautions, and hiring began in August of 21, well before the announcement that the trams would return, and after 644 days, they returned to the Transportation and Ticket Center on December 19, 2021, and Animal Kingdom on May 27, 2022. 2 years and 9 months later, though, Epcot and Hollywood Studios are still not providing complimentary parking lot trams. It's been more than a year since Disney promised their return. Again, no mention on the website. Not sure what's going on, but still not back. I know people, everyone's going to write in the comments, Epcot doesn't need them. I don't necessarily disagree. That being said, the other day they were parking people all the way down the side, and my mother commented in the car, she's like, I couldn't have walked that. I was like, yeah, that's fair. Hollywood Studios, though, man, I think they need it. I think it needs to happen soon. Good Morning America shared a sneak peek of the Journey of Water inspired by Moana at Epcot, an upcoming attraction. During the sneak peek, Imagineer Reed Eckman said that the guests will be able to interact with the attraction, possibly through Magic Band Plus. Eckman didn't refer to Magic Band Plus specifically, but the interactivity he described is similar to that of the band. He said, quote, "So our goal is to make a connection between water and the guests. And one way we're going to do that is through these effects that respond to your presence." He referenced guests greeting the water, maybe by waving, the same action they used to interact with the Fab 50 statues. Eckman also said that music would be a major component and that there are about a dozen hidden characters in the walkthrough. You can watch the full sneak peek on our website. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot has returned to its regular version finally after the holiday remix was extended by 2 extra days. We reported that on the first of the year that they were still running the holiday remix. Today, we can confirm the holiday soundtrack is gone and the references have been removed, restoring the original soundtrack options. One of the following tracks will play, of course, September, Disco Inferno, my personal favorite, Conga. No, that's not a joke. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Iran, and One Way or Another. We got Disco Inferno today, in case you were wondering. The holiday version had a custom track called Run Rocket Run that borrowed inspiration from several different Christmas songs. I wasn't wild about it. I'm glad the regular soundtrack is back. What's the next best thing to get in those backstage passes? Well, it's getting them in a Rock and Roller Coaster Loungefly backpack. We found this rad backpack at the Rock Around the Shop at the exit of the coaster, currently starring Aerosmith, for how much longer is the question. Rock and Roller Coaster Loungefly backpack is $85. It has all the hallmarks of a true rocker, including black simulated leather, red roses, wings, and silver studs. The mini backpack has a signature Disney Parks Loungefly logo at the front top with 4 silver square studs arching over the top. Sandwiched between 2 lightning bolts is R&RC, stamped on the guitar pick pull tab. That, of course, stands for Rock and Roller Coaster. The inside of the bag is fully lined with red fabric featuring white stars, black roses, and guitar imagery with the words Rock and Roller Coaster. It also has its own license plate at the bottom of the bag, just like a stretch limo. Make it a super stretch. The stone-colored license plate patch has R&RC again in the center as the plate identifier. At the top of the upper left and right-hand sides are DHS, in 1999 for Hollywood Studios in the year the attraction opened. In the center, it says all roads jammed, which refers to some of the messaging that flashes above you prior to your launch. As previously reported, the feature or main pools will be closing for refurbishment at 3 Walt Disney World Resort hotels in January 2023. The feature pool at Disney's Contemporary Resort will be closed for refurbishment from January 9th through early April. This will include the Whirlpool Spas. The Water Play Area and Bay Lake Pool will remain open. The Meadow Swimming Pool and the Whirlpool Spa at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will be unavailable beginning January 9th through April as well. The Water Play Area and Meadow Snack Bar, along with the Wilderness Swimming Pool and its nearby Whirlpool Spa, will remain open. From early January through late March, High Rock Springs Pool and On the Rocks Pool Bar will be closed while the pool undergoes refurbishment. An exact opening date has not been announced for those. This is at Saratoga, by the way. The Grandstand Pool, the Paddock Pool, and Congress Park Pool will remain open. You may see and hear construction noise while these refurbishments are underway, but it should not be audible from guest rooms between dusk and 9 a.m. Additionally, the lava pool slide at the Polynesian Village will be closed January 3rd through early February. The pool itself will remain open. It's a new year, and Gideon's Bakehouse has debuted a new flavor, cookie butter butterscotch. Stop by to try the cookie and the nitro cold brew out. January's mascot is Butterscotch. Her story reads, quote, "The moon holds strange powers, and so do the pajamas of a girl called Butterscotch. Handed down by her grandmother, this canine sleeper is said to awaken the wild nature of its wearer. And so, with the year's first full moon, Butterscotch is transformed from a demure child into a rambunctious little terror. Jumping, howling, and growling, she tears about the woods all night, and then at the light of day, she awakes as our sweet Butterscotch once more." It's no Orange Boy. They'll never beat the Orange Boy and his backstory. Anyway, frequent flyers at Gideon's may be happy to know that the banana bread chocolate chip cookie is now part of the regular menu and will be available daily. Thank God, because I love it. The cookie butter butterscotch cookie is $6. It's a Gideon's secret recipe with Biscoff cookie butter. Oh, my God. Butterscotch chips and crushed Biscoff cookies. It's the only reason I fly Delta are those Biscoff cookies, man. And the cookie butter butterscotch nitro cold brew is $6. The review on our website. It sure beats Southwest this time of year, right, Jake?
Yep.
Thanks. No Biscoff. What do they give you on Southwest? Just snack mix? Was it like chips?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never flown Southwest. I don't know. Anyway, for the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our Wigs members watching who make the show happen every week. Post shows are back this week with WDW News Tonight. Returns this Thursday at 9 p.m. live on the WDWNT TV channel. Right after the show, we have a post show just for those $7 and up Wigs members. It's a fun time. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.